Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. We have a very full room and then some tonight.
I know, it's crowded here.
Gar, get off me!
And we're going to show that Gar backed up a little bit.
A little bit.
So, let's go around and everyone say hi. Blue Caster here.
We're done.
Gar, that's your cue.
It's all the Blue Caster!
Oh, you were looking at Kevin, so I thought Kevin was...
No, he was pivoted in this direction.
Oh.
Speaking of which...
Shadowcaster!
Yay!
Shadowcaster's here.
I'm almost healed, Caster.
Northcaster up on his perch.
And Redcaster over here. And who are you, young lady?
Oh, sorry, Pencaster.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Alright, cool.
And who is this great and awesome man who has graced us with his presence?
That's just Gar.
That was a nice one. It was not
self I was talking about Noble.
Oh, wait, Noble's here?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, because, you know, I don't have a plug.
You know, from Royal to Ranger?
Are you sure you don't want me to speak?
I'm perfect.
God damn it, wasn't effective. Fuck.
I can hear him from there.
What the hell were you trying to do?
I opened a can right next to the mic just to fuck with you guys.
Of course it didn't work, because you tried to steal my bit.
Mercury Caster! Overkill! Hello? I was the one that started doing that? In every fucking Cast Ranger episode in Exe Studio production, you only did it once. It's my bit. Thank you very much. Go fuck yourself, you asshole.
Yeah, well, I'm sipping on some Coca-Cola.
No, you can't. Only Ishii may open a can.
Yeah, I'm Conan O'Brien that shit.
Can of whoop-ass?
Sure, that's it.
100 can of whoop-ass.
Aircaster is just observing today.
Aircaster's dead.
But we fully value his opinion.
Aircaster's like a reverse vampire now, apparently. During the day.
Yeah. Alright, let's get into news.
Not a lot of news, but that news.
This first one here is for Lane.
Oh.
Yui Nava, the guy who played Kamen Rider Mach, will be cross dressing in his next role.
Oh!
Yo,
let's go! Oh my god!
That's amazing! In an upcoming production of Rental Kyuseishu, he'll be portraying a cross-dresser.
No, real talk. If I didn't know any better, I'd get that.
Hey, much like me, makes a sexy chick.
Wow.
You will portray the role of a man who is obsessed with dressing up as a woman in the MTV drama series Rental Kyuseishu.
Okay.
This is the exact plot of Doc Hollywood.
And
Also
starring in this is Iki Sawamura, who played Zero Spectre, a.k.a. Makoto's dad, the main character of the series, joined by other actors Ryusei Fuji and Mikushita. So, cross-dressing at mock speed.
That's amazing. Wow.
Next, another mock-related story.
Oh.
The title and plot of the mock CD drama has been revealed.
Sorry?
Yeah, mock is apparently getting his whole side story.
This is the mock chase fanfic. Come to life.
What's a CD drama?
It's like a radio play.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
It's an audio drama.
I know, right? It's 2016. They still do those.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It's because
More specifically, they do those for Kamen Rider?
Well, no.
Yeah.
It's because it's cheap.
Sure it is, but
yeah.
Kamen Rider?
They already have the sound effects for producing the show, so why not?
They have the played one as well.
How do I get the subs?
Good luck!
You have to have someone like...
Where do I read?
Yeah, like, fuck,
include their voice in the audio that translates it.
No, put that shit on YouTube with subtitles, and I will watch
an
audiobook.
You know what? If you ask
or learn Japanese.
They might do it, because they did with the Kamen Ranger audio dramas.
Ooh!
You see Go look over at Chase with very fiery and passionate eyes. He wanted to chase after his love and affection.
I just got this image.
At up speed.
I just got this image of them trying to, like, do this live on, like, on radio or something. And, like, a guy in the back, like, with the sound effects, like, going nuts. Like, oh, God.
How does this even work?
God, imagine if they did an X-Aid radio drama.
Oh, wow.
Well, I imagine it's all put in post, obviously. Anyways, so the CD drama is called Drive Saga, Story of Kamen Rider Mach's Dream. It follows Go's adventure in hopes of restoring the core of Chase that was destroyed in the final battle.
Sorry. Did they just say Saga and Dream in the same sentence?
Sure.
Oh, we bitch it now, Dreamcaster.
Professor Rina will introduce him to Hypnos, who who's being played by Ratty Rangers Hiroshi Kamiya, which is an AI that was created by Bono. So apparently Hypnos is going to bring back Chase.
I'm sorry. I honestly thought you were about to say played by Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Is this dead?
Yes! That was the surprising part.
He was in Saints Row 4. It was great. It's just Tommy.
Come on, writer Slim Jim. I know that's Macho Man.
So the CD drama is being written by Riku Sanjo and will be released November 25th at the price of 3340 yen. Pick it up, all you mock X Chaser fangirl shipping for Joshi.
North and Dream, though, I just wouldn't ship that.
Alright.
No, see,
North and Shadow,
what happens later in the drama is that Go can't get Chase to like him, so he dresses up as a woman so he can appeal more to what Chase wants.
All of you female listener, write us your best.
Our female listener is in the room.
She's right here.
All right, Dreamcaster. If you're listening to this, you need to write your best Shadow Cross North doujinshi you can think of and send it in and read it.
We'll read it out loud.
On the air for everyone.
I'll cue sound effects.
Yes. She's taking notes.
And make illustrations.
And you know, it'll start with Cell, using Tsundade on Kevin. You'll see, like, I'll show you science with Saga.
Wait, did you just say using Tsundere?
Or whatever.
I don't think you know how that works.
We can't offend a story. At that moment, North Tokyo drifted right into Shadow's.
What? Shadow's path.
You should write it then.
Chris. Oh God!
Anyways,
stories. I don't know what we're talking about.
Next on our news block, we got official images of the Shin Spectre icon, Jesus fuck, it's a Mugen recolor.
Retool.
Bandai, I am ashamed.
Oh, it's
Bandai,
got horns.
Bandai,
it's different.
You did exactly what I expected. You were going to whatever.
What? Get it designed by Elton John. Look at that thing. I'd wear that to a bowl.
I still gotta buy the freaking Drive Lock Heart movie sets.
Oh, right.
Those.
Expensive, but it must be done. I must complete my Drive collection.
What is, what movie is Kamen Rider Heart from again?
The Kamen Rider Mock and Heart movies.
When did that, is that
it's
already?
It's not out yet.
It's coming out, November.
Alright, thank you. Sorry.
We don't like this.
I like it.
Oh, I don't mind it. I don't see what the problem is.
They put a slosh of paint on Mugen, stuck some tiny horns on it, and said, "New icon."
And how the shit is that different from Gun Guide?
It's a reverse cock and balls.
That's true. For the Lemon Locks, it
how
was
is
the
that
repainted
any
movie.
Different?
The difference is we didn't like Mugen to start with, so sloshing a new coat of paint on it.
Pomegranate is just a Suica recolor.
Yeah, I didn't like Pomegranate either.
They just flat out recycled Blood Orange.
What was Pomegranate?
Zakuro
was Pomegranate and Blood Orange.
You know, I gotta say,
I mean, like, was Pomegranate a retool?
It was a repainted Suica.
Suica
painted blood red.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know.
Not blood red, it was orangey.
Shockingly enough, I have yet to see Dying Dying.
Wasn't Watermelon Mango?
Yes.
Yeah, the actual Watermelon Lux.
Yes,
Watermelon was a mango.
Yeah.
It was a repainted mango.
No, Lemon was a repainted.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's that?
He said lemon.
Watermelon was mango. Lemon was kiwi.
We're debating locks.
The point being,
this is a terrible idea.
Oh yeah, I just don't like Elvis.
I think it's better than Mugen though.
Once again,
but then that wasn't hard.
It looks like an Ultraman transformation thing.
It does.
Oh, goodness.
No, Gar, do not get your Ultra Orb, please.
Does he have an Ultra Orb?
Yes, he has the Orb Ring.
Alright, next.
Next on the
bucket. Speaking of Shin Spectre, what the fuck was the point of this one?
The casting.
Okay, yeah. They confirmed that a bunch of the actors from the TV show are returning.
So everybody.
Including the actors for Cannon, Spectre, Alan, Arya, Adonis, Javert, Igor,
Sionji,
Takeru, Shibuya Narita, Gyro, Nari and Akari.
You don't want to be a show list?
Everybody.
Who wasn't returning?
Yeah.
Actually, if you click on the see more. scroll down the cast list.
Only time to tell.
Edith?
I don't
know. Oh, Edith is not here.
There you go.
Oh, they missed Cuba. One.
Or Mozart.
Okay, we're assuming that Adonis and Sionji are in it because flashbacks.
Probably.
Are they dead?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like Sionji vanished into the wish realm and never came out.
You're lucky, guys.
I was going to say, I don't care about spoilers. I'm not
at least Adele's not in the movie.
I spent an hour making this.
Oh, okay.
That image?
Why'd you use...
Yeah, because where do you think you got this news story from? Ichi, scroll up.
I was like, why did you post about this?
Because it's...
Because he likes promoting his blogs on the Comrade group.
Yeah, next.
Just on
We got our first official look at the level 3 Gashets.
Oh, cool.
I love popsicles.
We got Geki Toads Robots, Dora Meets My Beat,
Chet Combat, Girigiri Chamba, as well as the one for Ghost that's coming out with the DS game, Kaigan.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It is Ghost?
Yeah.
Yep, keep it.
I already didn't really want it, now I actually don't want it.
I was going to say if neither of you wanted it, I might consider picking it up off of you. Knowing it's Ghost, I don't want it.
Apparently, Gar already wants to go in on a freeway for the sake of the gas.
Cool.
For you, Gar.
Cool.
So who's filming?
You're super just the way you are.
No, I want Dargan 7.
Dragon Hunter Knight's Ed.
Yes, that one. I'm thinking Geki Toads. I need to look at it more as to what
it's
going to
it's
do.
A monkey.
I saw what it looks like in the belt. It looks really cool.
Yeah. I'm tempted to get Geki Toads, but I'm definitely getting Doremi for Beat.
It's like a peeled banana.
Sure. I'm getting Jet Combat.
Yeah.
And I might get Girigiri
Chambara.
What is Girigiri Chambara?
It's Lasers level 3, where it gets humanoid form.
It's a samurai
fighting.
Oh, that's cool.
It might be like a Dynasty Warriors game.
That's what I was thinking was Dynasty
Warriors.
Maybe. Like a Musou game?
Yeah.
Is there a Dynasty Warriors game about dinosaurs yet?
Dynasty Warriors?
No.
Fuck you.
I remember Valve released a game where you could play as first person dinosaurs. Fist to the North Star.
It was Dinosaurs vs. Nazis.
Yay.
Was that that?
That was a Musou.
That was a Valve.
Was it
Tecmo? It was just shit.
It was shit.
Kind of, sort of, Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
So these gadgets, will be out before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, we already did that because of the point catalog.
Yes, thank you. Next, official reveal of SH figure Hard Boilder.
Renewal.
That's a renewal.
To match the renewal figure of Double.
Renewals are always good.
Yep.
Like, they always come out amazing, so just to see older stuff coming back new is just exciting in and of itself.
These pictures
Look at that! Well, he did do that move in an episode.
I was gonna say, that's like some paparazzi undershirt.
You know what's funny? I already saw someone on Twitter take a renewal double figure and he's trying to remake a Colorado Cyclone.
You know what they need to do? There should be this one, which is the 5100 yen model, and then they need to make a $300 version
transformable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, if
SH figure arts
like
Bulgari,
the front pops off the back,
then
you can chuck in
the Bulgari set.
They were close with the original
bike,
but they didn't make the splasher unit.
Okay.
Yeah, they only did the wind unit, because I keep seeing that on Amazon.
Yeah. That'd
be cool.
So this premium Bandai web exclusive item, the bike by itself, costs 5,184 yen and is set for an April 2017 release.
Wow.
I still need to get a Rose Attacker.
Please make a renewal Excel figure that makes me so happy.
All right.
So far, are not the renewals all just title riders?
Yes. They recently did make a Dark Kabuto.
And Gazak.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have shown up at the end.
Okay.
Yay, I'm actually happy about
this.
SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Super Ones V Machine.
This is the most American looking bike I've ever seen, but it's funny because Super One was made in America.
Indeed he was.
Hawaii.
The fucking little pockets on the back of it actually open up. That's real nice.
It's like a real
bike does.
Wow, look at that.
That bike is busy.
It's like halfway between the
the sad part is that they actually ditched this bike halfway through the series for a different one.
What?
So
this bike was awesome, though.
Yeah, but it was
clunky. Expecting the text on the
All I know is don't ever drop it or just things are going to break off.
Don't drop toys. So this figure, Super One's personal rider machine, is 200 millimeters in length. Comes with its own stand. The bike can be purchased on its own or as part of a set with the previously released SH figure art Super One. The said figure stands 150 millimeters tall and comes with his lightning sword, his gimmick five hands, the tassels of his super hands, a set of scarves, and a set of interchangeable hands.
He's got five hands!
My only gripe with this, they skipped Skyrider's bike.
Because no one cares about Skyrider.
Like, they did all the other bikes so far from the Showa era, skip Skyrider to do this.
Well, isn't it because Skyrider mostly flies?
No, he rarely flies for being called Skyrider.
No, that was Riderman.
Riderman, that's what I was confused the two.
Oh, Riderman, Skyrider?
Yeah, I don't ask me how.
No, he said that he thought Skyrider was the one who got played by Gak in the Decade movie.
Oh, no.
I mix up the names.
Yeah.
So, yes, the V Machine by itself is 7560 yen. The set that comes with Super One is 11,664 yen. Both premium Bandai Web exclusive packages are set for an April 27th release.
Oh boy!
It's funny because the Super One figure is actually a retail release.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the Showa era riders are.
It's not like they're trying to resell you said figure. They're just going to bundle it with this Web exclusive.
Yeah, it's like, hey, if you don't have it yet.
If there's any other rider vehicle I want one day, it's the figure. It's Trideron.
Oh no, I need Rose Attacker.
Trideron's like $400.
No, honestly, I would go for.
Do you guys remember Kit from Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Wasn't he cool?
Sorry.
Hello, Michael.
I just realized that we're both.
Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
Next. The first portion of Power Rangers Dino Supercharged now available on Netflix.
Yeah, I can finally catch up on it.
You're still, we're 4 episodes away from the finale.
You're not missing much. Trust me.
Fuck you, Noble.
Thank you. Thank you for making me feel better about getting up on Dino Charge.
You know what? Me and Noble, we are on different sides of this conversation.
We are Ranger rivals.
You don't talk about the show for you don't try to talk about the show for a fucking half hour every week.
I could barely understand that. All I heard was,
you don't talk about the show for a half hour every week, but they do. Wow.
Oh, you're hateful.
Wow.
But anywho, if you're into Power Rangers Dino Supercharged, lucky you.
Aqua
you can watch
Rangers.
It on Netflix.
You can watch the first 8 episodes.
Hooray.
All right. This isn't news. No. This is shit I didn't need to know. It's the opposite
exactly.
Of news.
Oh, you just described our show.
It's opinion, not news.
See, I already saw this on Netflix. I was like, oh, Dino Supercharged. Oh, but the Revenant's right beside it. What's that?
Oh, that was a bigger mistake.
Hey, fighting
would you rather watch people in suits fighting rubber monsters or a guy fighting nothing?
Suit castration?
Cell didn't like the Revenant.
I still have to see it.
I set the record for the Revenant. I like parts of it. Overall,
you liked your own people slaughtering those white men.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Save it for the Revenant podcast.
The Revenant podcast.
Exactly. Next.
Canceled after one episode.
Exactly. Next.
What's that? Oh.
Revenant 2 coming.
Power Ranger Ninja Steel Deluxe Ninja Battle Morpher reveal.
That's not a wonder.
It is now.
That's no move.
It's now. Revenant
Guess
2,
what?
Electric
this is the morpher for American version.
Yeah.
Because the sword wouldn't sell.
Oh, sure it can.
No, wait, sorry. Hold the phone. Here's the thing. I don't go by the every sequel should be called Electric Boogaloo. I'm of the school of everything should be called Revenant 2, Secret of the Ooze. Every sequel should be called Secret
okay,
of the Ooze.
Okay, fair.
I still wanted Finding Nemo 2, the Electric
Boogaloo. Finding Nemo 2, Secret
Speaking
of the Ooze.
Speaking of Secret of the Ooze.
There it is. Sorry. The Ninja Morpher.
So, even though we already knew about this from the last toy show where they talked about it, they put up the official images for the spring toy catalog, confirming that, yes, the Karakuri Hengen from Ninja is the morpher in Ninja Steel.
That's not a terrible idea.
No, it's actually a better idea.
Because, honestly, it bombed in Japan for, a weapon.
Really?
So
maybe
like,
if we make it a more fertile cell.
Yeah.
Like, work for Ryuki.
Wait, see those little images out there? Yeah. The one in the middle, does it look like an X-Wing? Like,
it does look like an X-Wing. That's
what
I'm
going to
buy one now.
And
it'll be like,
yeah. Then I can finally go to Tashi Station.
You switched up your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Nothing. All right. And we got a big problem here, guys. My targeting computer got switched off.
Blasted face, where are you?
Okay, so here's some interesting bit. To transform into a ranger, you need to insert a ninja power star in the middle. The toy comes with two ninja power stars. Bandai will release over 100 ninja power stars throughout the year.
100, you said?
Christ.
What the fuck even?
Let's see. They had the Ranger Key packs in Super Mega Force. Then they had the Dino Charger packs. So now they need to have another stupid gimmick people are going to collect. Waste tons of money on.
Goddamn. Saban and Bandai are banking on this selling money like Warner Brothers is banking on Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
It doesn't go the same way.
You want to know something? And this is my biggest gripe. Bandai will release over 100 Ninja Power Stars. Oh, okay. So you guys are going to milk this. But you couldn't milk Go Busters.
Exactly. I'm just imagining like the
ninjas.
Ninjas make more are more profitable than
Spec Ops. Sadly, people wouldn't want to buy a camera gun or binocular sword.
Yeah, I got this image in my head though, like how it says they will sell over 100 ninja stars throughout the year. Like that means like a guy
not 100 unique ones, just
100
units total.
100. So the guy just kind of lowballed 110. I'll put out 110.
No,
like,
why are there only 110?
Period.
No, you know what they're gonna do? Power Ranger shurikens.
No, that's exactly what they're gonna do.
No, they'll have like Lightspeed Rescue One, Wild Force One.
San Diego Comic Con, just one more.
We're gonna get a ninja shuriken for every Power Ranger fucking ever.
I was gonna say, because isn't the key selling gangbusters over here?
No.
Didn't they?
No, they did horrible.
So they're gonna try it again!
Except for the fucking completionists, and then they demanded to Bandai of America, please make the rest of the keys
we
need. And they did.
That just proves.
Are they just going to release every single miniature in from the fucking Japanese show one at a time?
And then some.
Where?
There wasn't 100 in a ninja.
Ninjor!
Hey, you know what? You know what would be cool, though? We'll get a portable of the, what were they called? Like Surfer Mario and stuff. What are their actual names?
The Otomo Ninja.
Yeah,
so
we can get like Surfer Mario, Palomaru, like cheap ones.
Yeah,
so.
But they only go for like $40, so it's not really like that.
So yeah, they're going to release the Otomo Ninja, and I expect that to be included in the 100 count, but that's still, every release they've ever put out for Ninja still doesn't come close to that number, so they're probably going to release stars that weren't in Ninja, including every Power Ranger, I'm sure.
They're going to do what they did with the Dino Chargers. Oh, here's a metallic version, here's a clear version, here's a recolor version.
And then there's that. I'm sure there's going to be like a Ninja Storm ones, just, I'm sure there's going to be a crossover.
Ninja had Ninja Storm ones.
And we've also got Magi Ranger crossover.
Conquer Ranger.
Those were the Alien Rangers by Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They're all ninjas now.
It's Saban. You really think their last crossover was a gigantic failure? You really think they're gonna do another one?
Yes.
The reason it failed was because they didn't ask everyone to show up.
Saban prides themselves on gigantic
so, well, by the way, keep in mind, too, they're striking oil next year. I'm sure they're going to give themselves a bit more of a budget.
Also, think of this.
General or just here?
I was going to go on with this, and then I forgot.
Anyways, next story.
Next theory.
Power Rangers official images of the Ninja Steel 5-inch figures.
Look,
is this the figures and the bikes, or just the figures?
Just the figures.
We're just going to run through them. So we got Blue Ranger.
Blue Ranger again.
Everything.
We got Bashers.
Light Red Ranger.
Light Red Ninja. Actual Red Ninja.
Bakaharu.
A Basher.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're called Bashers.
Okay.
The Kukurage are called Bashers in the American version.
I love that we don't get the ones that had the hats.
Cat O'Clock.
Yay! Nekomata!
His name is Cat O'Clock.
Mm-hmm. Cat O'Clock.
Yep.
It's Gray Fox!
Ripcon.
Gabi Rizo.
Gabi is apparently being called Ripcon in Ninja Steel.
Oh,
like Ripcon.
Yeah. Ripper Rat.
Yeah, it's not the weasel anymore.
It's like the chainsaw.
The ripping friends.
Chainsaw.
Oh my god, the ripping friends.
The sickle weasel.
Yeah, he's a comic attachment, yeah.
The good old days in the nature, Kevin.
No.
Killdozer.
AKA nice. The one that started Intercontinental.
His actual name is Stonedozer, but fuck it, it's Killdozer now.
Sure. I prefer Billdozer.
Killdozer.
Yay, Fuka!
Useless ninja.
He's not Fuka anymore.
Quite useless ninja.
Yay!
An actual good
The guy who got replaced.
Yeah, who's way more buff than he should be.
Right?
I think they all are.
Anywho.
Five core rangers as well as five upcoming villains.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that they're all four and then, you know, a group. But still, that's not bad.
Alright, interesting. Yep. Next.
Oh, Evan.
Someone talk!
Why don't you say something?
Because
I
don't care!
I looked up and I was like, oh hey, it's Godzilla.
I meant Raven.
I don't care, someone talk!
Okay, so which this week, me, Evan, and Greencaster, we've all seen Shin Godzilla, not at the same time though, but we all saw it. It was fucking amazing.
And Greencaster went at the same time.
Yeah, you and Greencaster, and maybe.
Semantics!
Cyancaster.
Yeah, Cyancaster.
Anyway,
doesn't matter. Movie was awesome.
It was fucking amazing.
I wish I could have come to see it with you guys.
Well, you're in luck with the next news story.
Yeah.
During the first few days, Shin Godzilla has earned over $1 million.
Yep.
In the box office.
For a limited release movie, that's doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
For 3 days?
Yes.
Yeah. For 3 days. But if you go to the next news story, Shin Godzilla is extended now.
That's awesome. Because it did so well, let's put more fucking showings out.
Yeah.
Definitely a thing.
Like, I even checked the one down where we saw it. It's like screening on Saturday, Friday. Right now.
One of my favorite things about this movie, the limited showings, and I already spoke about this with Gar earlier, and me and Paul lost our shit during the actual...
We were losing our shit as well.
Right?
We lost our shit.
It's before the movie even started. You know, movie previews, they're a thing.
Yeah, I've heard
all
of
them. All of the movie previews before Shin Godzilla were... Shakespeare, opera, live theater being broadcast on the big screen.
That's AMC.
It was Cineplex we were at.
Oh, well, yeah, they changed that.
So we're sitting there, like, me and Paul are like, okay, someone at Cineplex at some point went, yeah, all this opera, live theater, Shakespeare stuff, let's just throw it before the Godzilla movie. That's the same target audience, right?
Totally.
I mean, it's a foreign film. That's the thing. It's a foreign film.
Yeah, they didn't know what do we put out there? The Fantastic Beasts trailer? I don't know.
Right?
It's not almost the reason why is because it's like they're real for limited.
Yeah.
You know what I thought you were going to say? They were going to play like the Shin Godzilla trailer.
So,
I've always said, that's right before Fury Road. They should have just shown Fury Road trailers. To get to the moon.
Hey, I still watched it. So
with all this happy news, what could go wrong? I'm leaving.
So apparently Zootra is becoming the least watched Sentai.
That's disappointing. Why?
You know what? Okay. In terms of plot, Ninja was really bad, but it was a lot of fun.
Wait, I'm gonna stop you right there because I'm gonna ask you a serious question.
Okay.
Alright. You are a 10-year-old Japanese boy.
So lame.
Yeah, so lame. It's Sunday morning.
Yep.
It's 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You have a half an hour until your favorite show.
Yep.
But you are tired as fuck. Are you really going to watch it at 7:30 in the morning?
Well, I mean, if I get an ice cap or something.
No. The answer is no.
Well, I would.
Is a 10-year-old you going to have an ice cap?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yes.
In Japan.
Basically, the reason why...
Find an ice cap in it!
More or less, the internet has kind of ruined television a bit, where it's like...
A bit?
More than a bit.
Okay, a lot. Like, they rape
people. Still watch television?
Exactly. That's what's happening. People are watching it online for free. instead of actually sitting down and watching it. At
yeah. You know, Gar, I think you might actually be honest with me. That's why a lot of shit is switching format these days. They're just like, fuck the middleman and just...
I mean, that's why Kamen Rider Amazon was webcast on Amazon Prime.
Remember when Korra did that? They just said, fuck, we're not airing on TV anymore, online.
Well, like, remember the rumors with Saban, like, oh yeah, Rey's gonna put Power Rangers on Netflix?
Yeah. It's weird.
The world is slowly moving out of the TV age and into the digital
content
age.
I'd like to say, and I really hope, because I do enjoy Joder, I really hope that it's just unfortunate timing. It's caught in just the middle of everything moving over to online. I don't like to believe that, like, maybe we just don't have, like, we're just not getting it, and kids over there really just don't like Joder.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, no, I think we're
Well, I think the thing that'll tell whether Zoroger is actually popular or not is, as it always has been, it's toy sales.
Oh, yeah, because that's what usually what happens. All right, toy sales were good this year. You guys are going to get a bigger budget for the next years. Like, for instance, Wizard. Our budget's good now. Okay, you can use that for Guy.
Now, when they say this, do they mean, like, ever?
No, just... Actually, I have seen the charts.
According to what it's saying here, a 3.6% viewership rating, which at its current pace leaves it projected to become Sentai's least watched season to date.
Wow.
Sentai as a whole has been battling a downward trend in Japan in recent years. Seasons like Gekiranger, Go Busters, and Ninjinger have struggled to stop the slide, with Ninjinger becoming the lowest merchandise selling season to date.
Yeah.
Tokyo's just starting to look not that bad anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's just, you know...
That's just it. Least watch doesn't
mean that toy sales
anything.
Are bad.
No, no, again...
Or just anything. Like you said...
Oh, like...
Shuoger's amazing!
No, honestly, on the worst part, even Power Rangers right now, there is a slow decrease in watching it online. Or, not online, on TV.
Sure.
Guys, is the world just growing up?
I mean,
yeah.
Is that just what's happening? We're being
yeah, but that's gonna put us
is taking over our lives.
But that's gonna put us out of a job.
I'm genuinely curious if, like, maybe, and this will be a sad day. I truly think when finally Bandai, Toei, whatever, they just say, yeah, no more.
We're done.
We're done with Sentai.
I'm so
you mean
sad.
Like that? You mean like they did with Kamen Rider back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, guys.
We're going to have to wait another 12 years.
Yeah, but
no.
That was the 80s. Everyone was coked out of their minds.
Well,
everyone was coked out of their minds.
Like Skyrunner, 1980.
Nobody
Super cared. 81.
What do you mean
was?
Star
Rider was 86.
I don't want to sound, I don't want to sound grim, but
you're going to.
This could be the first little bits of snow that fall before the avalanche in terms of Sentai.
I was going to say Sentai.
Yeah.
So,
I still feel like Ryder's got something left of a leg to stand
it's,
on.
It's more
well, I mean,
of
doing
on.
Great.
And so seeing
okay.
The downward slide, Toei decided to go to space for the next one.
If I don't buy...
Because hell, if the
no.
last successful one they had wasn't... Okay.
We're going to take our downward slide and curve that bitch
actually,
up into space.
Honestly, you want to know the weirdest part? The highest grossing episodes of Zoroger was the Gokaiger crossover episode.
Yeah.
Of
sure.
Course!
Right?
Why wouldn't it be?
No, I saw that chart. That fucking episode spiked that.
It's like
people wanted Gokaiger.
You were going to say, Kevin?
About which?
You just said you were about to say something.
I was going to say, like you said, they survive off gimmicks, which I'm okay with, because if I don't buy X-Aid... So many people are going to buy X8 for me that, like, I will continue to be able to enjoy Kamen Rider until there is that one show that I can contribute to this.
Because, like,
no, I need to have all that.
Because with Ranger, because with, like, Sentai and Ranger, it's like, they're a core team. They all use the same stuff. So it's like, they can't really do the gimmick thing well.
Actually, that's what I was going to say. That's something that, like, especially this season is lacking in my eyes. And I don't know, maybe it's because...
They
maybe,
don't have individual weapons.
So I was going to say, maybe it's because Ninjinger sold so poorly they couldn't really give that this more of a budget. And that's just a vicious cycle.
It's
yeah.
Because
yeah.
their individual weapons is their
are
animal.
Part of their
which
body.
Is stupid, because two of them are the same one still.
Yeah.
Technically, two and a half.
One of them is useless. By
yeah.
useless, I mean Sarah.
Hey,
he's Spinball's
fuck.
Yeah, that's where most of the budget went for the episode.
Yeah, right?
Do you know why the show is declining? Because Larry's not in.
They
yeah.
bring back Larry.
It's because of Bungley. They need to kill him in
yeah,
the
kill Bungley.
The man speaks reason.
No.
Yes, he's Gabby Rizzo.
Larry is our amigo.
So, on the
note I brought up before on that. Since we know next season is a space-themed thing. Yeah. Are they just, with this downward slope, are they literally just taking the Saban method? Wow, our ratings are dropping. Let's go into space.
It's entirely possible.
That was a joke I made earlier. We're going to take that downward slope and curve that bitch back up into space.
Saban did the same thing. Power Rangers ratings were declining. Oh, hey, let's give it one last hurrah and go into space.
It's entirely...
And it did wonderfully.
Yeah, watch,
so let's continue.
Watch Q-Ranger just spiral.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
This is one I'm actually coming out with assignment. Like, halfway through Q-Ranger, we're going to be like, we tried space, we can't go any farther. We're done.
Yeah, that's also a possibility.
No. After that, they're going to find a lost galaxy.
No.
And then it's like, you know what? We haven't been to Earth in like 3 years. Let's do that again.
No, after space, we're going to have another vehicle-based Sentai.
That's how it works.
We're just going to go back to dinosaurs because that always sells like fucking hotcakes.
We already had a dinosaur one, then we have another ninja, and then space, and now we're going to have another car-based one.
We never had flat-out space season except for Flashman back in the 80s.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna be dinosaurs and time travel because they'll travel back to when dinosaurs were around.
Oh wait, what if they call another time range where it's like they're from the future where they're in space, but then they find a wormhole that sends them back in time?
Okay, well if they really want
by back in time, I mean 2017.
If they really want to save
back in time, I mean modern day.
If they really want to save Sentai, go Kaiju season 2.
No,
yes.
No, you can't continue a Sentai story.
Watch us.
With Ryder, you can.
Have you not seen them do it? They've been milking Gokaiger for years.
The Sentai crossover movie.
They show back up, jack some keys, go away. They can soak it. And it's space pirates. You're going to tell me they can't continue a story about traveling through space?
I absolutely
when they only have one destination.
Star Trek did it for 7 seasons at a time.
Apparently they destroyed the Sankak homeworld. I want to see that. They got their ass handed.
Star Trek's going to do it again.
They never won.
Continue
it as a campaign against the Zangyak remnants through space.
In fact,
going from planet to planet, wiping out and getting... wiping them out.
Oh, this is a problem with Toku in general, though, where it's just like they can never truly get rid of that formula, that Pitch Perfect formula. Because again, I always like to say, imagine pitching Sentai today. Never happened before. Like, really, imagine shooting that today. The only reason this is still a thing is because of tradition.
Yeah,
and this comes from a culture that's very ingrained in that. They won't deviate from their own path. They'll just run that shit into the ground.
I'd be disappointed if there isn't at least some sort of Gokaiser cameo somewhere in Q-Ranger.
I'm sure there
will. No,
because it's space theme.
Honestly, if it's space theme, give me Gavon. 35th anniversary.
Gavon is having a resurgence, so yeah, I can see that happening too.
Wow, we just went real
good. Tangent powers!
But
Soldier,
anyway,
I still like.
We still, it's a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, I think it's great.
The sumo episode was really good. As
I loved that episode.
I think the
Bangray
shit is dragging out longer than it should. But
Ichi,
yeah.
It's only been 10 episodes.
Like,
when you really think of it, all of Bangray stuff has been condensed down to 10 episodes,
and that's enough.
Anyways, this has been Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
This has been Opinion Cast Ranger.
Gar is sour.
Like salty.
He's sour because I dissed fucking Dino Charge.
What did he say?
Don't worry about it.
Speaking of, go find the correct versions of the last 4 episodes.
Gar Rickard is truly the Rich Evans of Cast Ranger.
Be proud of that.
Although I laugh like
Rich Evans.
Who?
Sells Hero.
Okay. My spirit guide.
Thank you all for listening / watching.
Is he
your fursona?
I'm going to show you guys the image that just...
Fursona. No, Cell's his fursona.
look at this.
We're done.
No, you look at it.
No! Thank you, everyone, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.